Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone.
Princesses and Knights, I bring you Prince DJ.
This is Vince McMahon here, and, well, Kane just attacked Prince DJ, and now he is getting some medical attention now, but I want to comment on this very program that Prince DJ has set up called the Big D Zone, and with Zach, a very happy birthday, and, oh, I know that he is a royal advisor. He made the Big D Country flag and the logo, and he is a very accomplished artist. Maybe we could have used him for the WWE artwork. Maybe I gotta sign him to a contract. Yeah, maybe I'll sign Zach to a contract in the WWE. But other than that, while we wait for Prince DJ to come back from the hospital, we will definitely get on with Zach's birthday extravaganza on the Big D Zone. This is Prince... Oh. I'm so used to hearing him say it. This is Vince McMahon speaking for Prince DJ on the Big D Zone. Happy birthday, Zach.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited. This is the long-awaited interview with the very, very best citizen in Big D Country. And let me tell you, ever since we met on Rodney 1279 Games and Christianity Channel, man, he said, I want to be on your show. I want to tell about my artwork. And we connected. I saw his artwork. And I said, where was he when I first ran for a house here in Missouri? I could have gotten not only in the general election, but with his work and work ethic and, you know, his beautiful artwork, I probably would have won. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the heartland of America, just like I am, ladies and gentlemen, be ready to experience the beautiful artwork of Zach. From the Midwest. Welcome to Big D.
Thank you, Deshaun. Yep. Thank you, Deshaun.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm hoping that the guards and everybody was treat you well here in the second palace, that they let you in and let you know where the recording studio is at. So, I hope they treat you well.
Yes, they have, Deshaun.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. So, tell me about yourself. The floor is yours.
Well, Deshaun, thank you. I'm a nocturnal programmer. I'm a nocturnal artist, graphic designer, website developer, designer, and writer, and photographer, I think I said.
I know you're excited. I mean, this is Big D Country. I mean, go ahead and have fun.
That's right.
Let me ask you, we're both kind of excited there, but did you go to schooling for your artwork and your design?
Yes, you did, Deshaun. I went to school for graphic design, and I also went to school for computer sports specialist and web technologies. I have 3 degrees and 4 certificates.
Whoa. Wow. You're way off better than me. Wow. Wait a minute. Did you say 3 degrees? 3?
Correct. Yep. 3 degrees. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. There must have been a lot of great graduations.
That's right.
Wow, I am impressed. Well, tell me a little bit more about your artwork, because when I looked about it on Facebook, I was like, oh my land. I wish before I even set up Big D Country, before I even set up my brand, where was that when Big D Country was born? I mean, I was like, I'm kicking myself in the head over that. I was like, what? These are explicit, this wonderful artwork. I was like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. That's why I'm having you on the show right now. And let me tell you this. The next time I run, I was supposed to run now, but because of this craziness of the Corona prison, Corona halfway house or whatever, let me tell you this. The next time I run for office, whether it's the House, whether it's Congress, I just might run for Congress, my doggone self, or whether it's for Lieutenant Governor or Governor, you're already hired as one of the graphic designers on the campaign trail. So you already got my congratulations. You already got
my
job.
Wow, thanks for the compliment. Yeah, thanks, Deshaun.
Anytime. I mean, I'm serious. So, let me tell this. What was the very first artwork that you ever done, you know, after you got your 3 degrees? I can't get over that. 3 degrees. Wow.
Well, my first artwork that I did, not photography, my artwork was just a random drawing of a guy. So, I think Asian.
Wow.
Yeah, an Asian guy. Yeah.
And so you decided to move up slowly, and because when I saw the finished product of the other work, I mean, I know that you really, really, you put those 3 degrees into very, very good use. I was like, wow. And, well, how did you come up with the artwork when I saw the one that I like about the blue cloud in heaven? Because I was like, how did he see, when I see visions or see dreams about heaven and where my wife is? How did you do that? How did you do that?
Well, Deshaun, I just did that randomly, what I was thinking at the time, and I didn't even realize it. I just let the flow go, and I was just thinking that randomly for no apparent reason.
Ooh, wow. So that's one of my favorites, and the next part of the favorites is right before we did this interview, right before you came on to the Second Palace and made the trip, with the lady with the beautiful green eyes. Not only you made her beautiful, but you also made her eyes beautiful, too.
Yeah, thank you, Deshaun. I get that a lot on my Instagram and Facebook. I get that a lot from Instagram followers and from my Japanese followers, all over. Like, we like her eyes. Her eyes are beautiful. And I know what you're talking about the Japanese geisha drawing that you've seen.
Have you always wanted to be involved in art, whether it's singing talent or artistry like you're doing now?
Well, I'm trying to think. Not really, no. I just, before my degree, I didn't even think about art before my degree. Even when I did this artwork I've been doing on social media, no, I didn't take a consideration into art.
Now, I want to say this right on the air. Have you ever thought about selling your artwork and making money, especially with a crazy time like this, and either IR's website don't want to work or unemployment is not working the way it should be? Have you ever thought about selling some of your very best paintings or by being very best digital works?
Well, that's a great question, Deshaun. I've actually sold 4 paintings. I've sold 4 paintings. One was the lipstick art. One was the nocturnal art. What was the other one? And then the two night sky ones with the shooting stars and in the nighttime.
Wow! If anybody wants to buy any of your artwork, Tell them where they could go to buy it, because I'm going to help you out. I mean, I know that I'm like a mini tiny country, but I still want to help you out, because you never know that people might be listening, and they listen to this interview, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Spotify, whether it's on any of the podcasts that I'm on. They might say, wow, I might want to buy this guy's artwork and help him out.
Well, I don't really have a website yet, and I don't have like e-commerce software just yet that that I have, but I have Instagram and Facebook that they can see, and then they could go from that way.
Okay. So, all right. And we'll get that information at the end of the broadcast. And so, is there a favorite artist that you like, that you look up to? Is there a favorite painting? Like, do you ever, when you ever went to a museum or even a museum at your university, that you looked up to?
I guess one of my favorite artists would probably be Picasso. What's another one? Picasso, Rembrandt, Da Vinci. I also like the paintings, like, you know, like the cloud paintings, and sometimes some of the Renaissance paintings. I also like the Japanese paintings too.
Mm-hmm. So. I bet you have a good time when you're looking at that artist. Make you escape to, you know, that you be inspired to want to do more.
Hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. And now, if somebody's watching, somebody's listening, or even watching on YouTube, I know it's audio anyway, but is watching on YouTube, Zach is also an upcoming author. He also is writing a book, and I guess we're writing the same, also writing too, but he's more already started in his pre-production, as I say. Where I'm just only doing the treatment of the story. So, you're already working on a book already as we speak, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct, Sean. And it has over 100 pages in Word and involves topics of narcolepsy, Japanese, and geishas.
Oh, wow. So, is it going to be like a self-help book, a fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction, fictional.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And I can't wait to have you back to return to let us know about the book and let us know how everything is shaping up. And we'll also help you out, get the word out about your book too, because you're going to get the audio too, so that you can share it along with your friends and fans and people that love your artwork too. And you were like, I was on the show. So, so, all right, we're going to have some fun today. And so I like to make the guests feel welcome. And so we met at Tic-Tac-Toe. And haven't I played a game against you a couple of times?
I think you're correct, Sean. I think you have on Discord. Yeah, I think you have.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, there was time for we really was going at it as far as the question is concerned. But, you know, I may get some wrong, but that's because, you know, I was always stressed out and it's exciting. But at least you're with friends and having a good time. But I have been practicing by playing Millionaire on the apps on my iPhone. So I've been practicing off and on by playing Millionaire. So hopefully the memories will come back the next time I'm able to play.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get to get you again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you do for fun? What is your hobby?
Well, one of my hobbies, believe it or not, are databases. I do databases as a hobby of mine. I do artwork. I do drawing. Yeah, those things that come to mind for now.
Oh, okay. All right. And so, have you ever thought about being paid to travel and doing art over there in different countries? And I know you told me off air that you would love to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Tell me about that.
Well, I've always liked Japan and geishas, and I make Japanese art, geisha art, and my Japanese followers literally ask me all the time, have you ever been to Japan? I go, no, and they are surprised that I make Japanese art that's accurate, and they're literally surprised that I make Japanese art, but I've never been to Japan and geisha art.
Well, you know what? Same here. Before all this thing came down, I always wanted to see the Great Wall of China, not just on video and not just somebody riding it actually went up there on that coaster there to go up the Great Wall. I was like, I always wanted to do that. A lot of good exercise, but probably a lot of good fresh air, too.
That's right.
So, all right, so I want to pick your brain a little bit. So what do you think about all these, rights being taken away from, or what do you think about people who wanted to, you know, make money and then they can't go back to work? And you think you're okay with staying home, but what about people who want to make a living and they, I mean, this country cannot take so much of being long shut down. I mean, the last time we had a government shut down, we almost lost the air traffic control. So what do you think about what's going on now?
Well, I don't really get into politics that much, and I just think it's wrong of them to do that. But there's also alternatives they can make money. They can use online, they can use by phone. But after a while, you can only do so much, and people are having cabin fever. Yeah, and people are having cabin fever. They're like going insane. They don't know what to do. But like I said, there comes a time where people have to go out and have to get out of the house for fresh air, because again, people will go insane if they can't be out of the house for so long and they have to work and it's just driving crazy if they're in the house for too long. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree. And then you got these websites that are either not working or, you get one payment and you're not getting the weekly payment from unemployment. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just everything's going crazy. It's like they're picking and choose either who gets to be free or who gets to get food on the table or who gets to, that's why a lot of people were thinking about saving money, but no, they want you to spend. I mean, I bet you was already stocked up already before this all went down.
I guess. So.
Wow. Take your time. I mean, we're not on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
yeah, I know. I already said it, Deshaun. I was like, I got nothing. I got nothing for that question, Deshaun. I got nothing. So.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Well, that's okay because I'm gonna have you back on, and then I'm always gonna see, what you feel about different things, or even what kind of music do you listen to, What is even your favorite artist music-wise, or what's your favorite television program you like to watch, or do you like to watch game shows like I do at times too? So.
Yeah. You said what's your favorite game show, just like that? Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite game shows to watch, and do you like a favorite music artist? I know that people like a lot.
Yeah. The music artists, there's so many to list. I like a lot of musical artists. I like Daft Punk. I like just any. I like, it varies for the artist. I like to watch Wheel of Fortune a lot.
Now, speaking, you like Wheel of Fortune. Now, it was historic, but usually Pat and Vanna have been working so many years together. And when Pat had to do his emergency surgery, Vanna has the feeling, and she done a really good job hosting the show, and she had the Disney characters came to her aid to help her out. And how did you feel when it was only Vanna hosting Wheel of Fortune?
it was like a cultural shock. Like, it was like, wow. I mean, because I was not used of Vanna doing hosting, because I'm just so used to Pat hosting and instead of Vanna flipping the letters on the board. So I was just like, wow. I was just blown away when I seen that. So
wow. And there was a part where she was like, how do I do this again?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Well, they both had their funny moments. My favorite funny moments of Little Fortune, they was in Hawaii. I think I played it, this was like years ago, when, back when this was the first palace. But Pat said there was an answer about something about a horse. And, he just lost it. He said, like, who said anything about a horse? I think you might still be able to find it on YouTube, but there was some puzzle, something about a horse. They kept getting it wrong, and then Pat lost it and said, who said anything about a horse? And he went back to cool down and came back real fast, and everybody was just cracking up laughing.
Yeah.
And I actually played it on the show a couple of times because it was so funny. It was so funny.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
So what is your favorite Wheel of Fortune moment?
My favorite Wheel of Fortune moments are like, okay, for the final spin, where like people spin the wheel and Pat's like, no, this is final spin. Don't do that. Yeah. Or like when people get greedy, they shine, like they know the puzzle, but they get too greedy, and then they get a bankrupt, and they're just like, oh, well, yeah. And they just, like, tear the camera, like, yeah.
I kind of like when everybody has a little something. I know they give everybody $1,000 just for being in the game, but I like when everybody wins, not just one person, and then everybody else only got $1,000. They might have had to fly from the East Coast to get to the West Coast and stuff like that. I was like, I'm pretty sure they had to stay in the hotel. Well, I'm pretty sure they provided for them or
I don't know.
I've always been on the audience side. Like, I was on the audience of Millionaire a couple of years back when it was in New York, so.
Yeah.
But, now, how do you feel about Alex Trebek and he's fighting his way through cancer, and I'm hoping that he's doing well and fighting back. But I'm a fan of his Double Dare, not the Mars Summers one, but his Double Dare. And then I'm also a fan when he did High Rollers.
I did not know that. I haven't read too much about it. Like I said, I watch Real Life and lots of Jeopardy. It's rare for lots of Jeopardy, but I haven't read too much about it, so I can't really.
But that's okay.
That's that part. Yeah.
Wow.
And you ask, what's your favorite TV shows, you ask?
Yeah.
I like a lot of 90s TV shows, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Home Improvement, Ally McBeal, Rugrats.
Now, I don't know if that show is from the 90s, but have you ever heard of the card game cartoon Yu-Gi-Oh?
I have, yeah, I have.
Yeah, I used to love that show. Like, they fight with cards and all the elements of the card comes out. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That used to be my show.
Yeah.
But, wow. I mean, I bet you it was kind of fun when you're still watching these shows on YouTube and get the reminisce when you're watching, say, like, Home Improvement or any other show that you liked it in the 90s, and you're like, man, I remember that. Or even Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Matter of fact, what's your favorite episode on Bel-Air?
Well, I actually have a complete DVD collection of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I got 1 through 6. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. One of the episodes, one of the saddest episodes they shine is in season 4, is Will's dad. You know what I'm talking about? Is where he, like, abandons him. And that's always a sad episode. Sean, like, I always cry like 15 minutes. So, like, at the end of the episode, I'm like, oh my God, like, I gotta take a video. This is like, a little sad of an episode. Yeah.
Yeah, they did have a lot of sad episodes, like when Will got shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in season 5.
Oh, my land. And, but there was also one when the president actually came to the house.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got to that part yet, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen some clips of that. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the president came, made a cameo appearances on Fresh Prince and
yeah,
and all that, I was like, it was crazy. This show make people famous. And
yeah,
I only wish that I could do a podcast on that. and then I was on that show, and then you came on the show. It's like, were you on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? we could dream. We could always dream, can't we?
That's right. That's right, Deshaun. That's right.
Oh man. And so you also like to play games, like for example, Tic Tac Toe. Have you ever been on other game shows on Yu-Gi-Oh? Matter of fact, you were so excited that you was gonna be on the show. He's like, don't have everybody come on Discord. I'm gonna be on the interview. You're really so excited because I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Do you play other games on Discord as well?
Yeah, I play poker, I play tic-tac-toe, I play Password, I play mini games on Discord.
Oh, they got Password on there?
Yeah.
Password and Password Plus?
Just normal Password.
Oh, wow. What YouTube channel is that?
And, Brandon Martin.
Oh, Brandon Mars YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't wonder why I have to follow his channel, and then I think I played him a lot. I forgot. I played him a lot. And it, see, the only reason why I haven't played is because my phone froze on me and I was trying to do something, and then, well, let's say long story short, the phone broke, and then I had to wait to get this phone and then the other phone, and it took a while, so that's why I haven't been in the show. And I really miss it. I mean, it's like, when you're not doing something, it's boring.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
It's absolutely boring. Well, Zach, it's been a pleasure for you to come on, and you are one of the highest, one of the best citizens that 50 Country ever had, like I said before in the beginning. So I want to thank you for being one of the knights in Big D Country. I want to let you get any final words that you might have for the rest of the fellow citizens here in Big D Country.
Thanks, Deshaun. I have a question to ask you, Deshaun.
Oh, go ahead.
What is your favorite artwork that I have done on Instagram and on Facebook?
Well, like I said, the woman with the green eyes. And there was something that you made that was this beautiful, almost like rose light that you made on Facebook one time. I forgot what it was, but it looked like the beautiful rose was like, man, it looked like the flowers up in heaven. I'm like, how does he do that?
Are you talking about like the, what's that, my head? Okay.
Yeah, the flowers that looked like it was so vivid. It's so vivid. Like, it felt like a vision and a dream that I had when I was in heaven when the flowers were praising the Lord. And I was like, wait a minute. How did he do that? How did he do that?
Yes, that's right. So
those are a couple of my favorite artists. Okay, you can ask me a couple of questions. All right. You want to do like that? Go ahead and ask me a couple of questions.
Okay. Now, you said, like, okay, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, speaking of dreams, what do you think about my dream art that I've done, like the Japanese geisha and my dreams I've been drawing?
Well, I mean, because it's so vivid. I mean, it's like, okay, what did this guy know about my dreams and how did he know it? I mean, I only been for a couple of months. How the cat did he get into some of my dreams? Like, how did he do that?
Right.
I had to do a double take because they were so good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's all I got, Deshaun. That's all I got.
Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you so very much, Zach, for coming to Big D Country. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope you have fun coming on to the program too.
I did.
Anytime. And with that, I'm going to say, if you would like to be on the Big D Zone just like Dak did, and well, we met another way because he was on YouTube. But you can find me on YouTube, the Big D Zone, and now ever since Gmail has given me problems about password, the new email for interviews is thebigdzone@gmail.com. That's thebigdzone@gmail.com. And remember, this is Big D Country, the place where freedom still abides. Social distancing is never allowed. You can always have fun with friends. And you know what? Party on. Wake up, pray up. We are Big D Country Strong. And do you know what I say at the end when I usually say we are out in peace? I'm going to let my friend Dak close us out.
Peace.
Peace.
This is Maury Povich, and Dak has let me know that in the case of June 13th, Zach, this is your birthday.
This is Vince McMahon here, and Prince DJ had called me from the hospital. He's still recovering from that chokeslam from hell that Kane gave to him. Or should I say gave to him. And he wanted me to let you know that these interviews are from the best of Zach on his birthday during Zach's birthday extravaganza on the Big D Zone with me as your guest host. And Prince DJ wanted Zach to know that he is sorry for missing his birthday, but when Kane attacked him on the way to the studio, nobody didn't know that this was going to happen. So he said the next best thing was having me on the Big D Zone. And I said, for that, I am glad to help. It was a fan's birthday, and I am so glad to be there. I had to stop business for a while and get ready to be on this very program. So WWE is there for the Big D Zone. See? I'm not such a bad guy after all.
All right. And I would just like to everybody to know that we are getting ready to start the conference. Everybody can sit together. There's no social distancing allowed. Everybody can shake hands. This is a party, all right? This is a party. This is for Big D Country. This is for Big D Zone. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's commence with the Hall of Fame ceremony for the first ever ambassador of Big D Country. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Big D Country, knights, princesses, and all of the King's Court, Royal Court, I should say, I welcome you to the first ever Hall of Fame induction ceremony honoring the artist Zach He is the first ever ambassador to Big D Country. And ambassador has a lot of responsibility, but we'll get that to after Zach gives his speech. Now, I would like to ask Zach, are you ready for your special moment?
Sure am, Deshaun.
All right. Please come up to not only accept your Hall of Fame ceremony and also to be ready to be sworn in as ambassador and Hall of Fame. All right. And once you're ready, please repeat after me. I, Zach. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will. Continue to do all that I am to be a fan of the Big D Zone.
Continue to do as I am to be the big fan of the Big D Zone.
I will continue to share, like, and to tell everybody about the Big D Zone and to help the show to get to where it needs to be.
I will continue to share, like, and comment and tell everybody about the Big D Zone.
And also, I will continue to be an ambassador to share the Big D Zone message wherever I go.
And continue to be an ambassador to share about the Big D Zone wherever I go.
Congratulations, Zach. You are now ambassador and now inducted to the Big D Zone Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our newest member into the Hall of Fame, Zach, who is an artist and has an amazing work. Zach, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Deshaun. You want to go with my speech, Deshaun, or?
Yes, we are now ready.
Yes. Okay. I am honored to be inducted into the Fan Hall of Fame. I've been moving up in the artist world. I've been getting accolades left and right this year. I dedicate this to God. He has given me the gift of being an artist and a programmer. I also dedicate this to my family for believing in me and supporting me. I am in awe to be in the Fan Hall of Fame. Back in 2015, I did not know that I was an artist. I also did not know in 2015 that I had talent of being an artist. 4 to 5 years later, I am a successful artist on social media, and I have an international following because of my artwork and talents.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And yes, we do also honor God and Big D Country. And of course, here in Big D Country, churches are also essential. They've been essential a long time ago. And I'm very thankful that you do honor God into everything that you do. So it's much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How does it feel to be the ambassador and member of the Hall of Fame? How does it feel?
I'm just like in shock, Deshaun. It just feels weird in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely deserving. I mean, ever since you came on the scene, and then I met you while we were playing Tic Tac Toe, and then you started investigating my show and listening to the show, and you started liking my stuff on Facebook, and you became a model citizen. I mean, you certainly became a model knight, and you just took yourself to the stratosphere here in Big D Country. So you deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I imagine that your family and friends are ecstatic about this honor.
Yeah, they are. They're happy about it.
Yeah, I saw the post on Facebook. I mean, you're very excited, and I saw some comments that people were excited about this honor, and also thank you God that you were blessed about the talent that you was describing your in describing your post. So that is amazing. I mean. You must be still on cloud 9 right about now.
Yeah, right.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to have you on another interview. See, this was your day. Now, I know that we had the SpaceX launch and Bob and Doug, but I want to interview you about that and also about what's going on. But we'll have that on a different day because this is celebrating you. This is celebrating the fact of what you've been doing for this show in this very short time that you became a citizen. And just to thank you for all you did doing in Big D Country. Keep up the excellent work.
Thank you, Deshaun. Thank you.
You're welcome. And any inspiring words, any inspiring last word that you want to give to the fellow citizens here in Big D Country?
Don't give up on your dreams. Keep chasing your dreams, and
All right.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the ambassador and first ever ambassador and Hall of Famer to Big Diva Country, the artist known as Zach. Yeah. On a very historical day, not only in the country, but also in Big D Country. Well, I hope you enjoyed this ceremony. And like I said, we're going to hear more from our honoree, Zach, in about a minute. But I forgot, being an ambassador has a very lot of responsibilities that they are to keep doing what they do to, you know, once they become an ambassador. And they are continuing to share the show because, you know, I want to be a known podcaster. I mean, that's why I go to podcast convention. That's why I try to do things that I can to make sure to I could be known and I could be up there. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be happening overnight, but we're going to make it there. And that's it. We're supposed to continue finding our dream. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say thank you for listening to this very special ceremony. And Zach, when can you be here on another interview so we can talk about the other things that's going on?
Probably in a couple months.
Okay. That'll be good. And so we'll definitely be doing that. So, everybody, to be interviewed on the Big D Zone in the near future. I've been having some problems with my website, my email syncing to the email that I use on the phone. So here is again a way to get interviewed on the Big D Zone. So it's DeshaunPorter49@gmail.com. That is DeshaunPorter49@gmail.com. I tested it. It works and all that good stuff. So, other than that, I have to test you, Zach, so I can figure out the details on how to send your certificate. And I'm thinking about how I can send a certificate or something special within the honor of the ceremony. All right?
All right.
And this is Big D Country with a very special day. What a special day for America. What a special day for Big D Country. I'm Prince DJ. We needed this good news day. We are out. Hey.
This is Vince McMahon, and during that last segment, that last Best Of interview, my wife called and said that I had to go back to Connecticut and see about what's going on with WWE right about now. And so, I think I'm going to have to take a flight back from Big D Country, but, I think Prince DJ is coming back from the hospital.
Oh my god, oy. Oh, that chokeslam hurt. I got a neck brace on, and wow, I can't believe you did this, Vince. Thank you. Thank you. It meant so much to me because I could not do the program, and I was in the hospital, and for some reason, they would not allow cell phones. Oh, boy. That choke slam hurt. Oh. It's one thing to see it in person, but another thing to go through it. Oh, my neck, my neck, my neck, my neck. Oh, but you actually helped somebody? You? Well, you're a member of the WWE Universe, and that was your fan. I wanted to give something back to the community. Well, I think hell might have frozen over. Whoa. But I still think you should retire. What? Retire? Retire? Why, you? I would give you another chokeslam, but, or a stunner, but my neck is so bad. You're lucky. You're lucky, Vince. You're lucky. But just mark my words. Mark my words. I'm going to have reinforcements ready. So in case anybody of your factions try, I'm going to be ready. I gotta go. I gotta go. Hey, driver, start the car. Get to the airport now. Well, for more information, as I gotta heal my neck, go to escapethebigdcountry.com. Escapethebigdcountry.com. Well, you never know what you're going to hear. Ow. Ow. Oh. That chokeslam hurted. I gotta recover.